You're listening to the WoW Challenges Podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 223. Today is Saturday, July the 4th, 2020. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week in the co-hosting chair is Chris. She is back. Hey, my sweetheart, how are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you. How are you?
I'm here. I'm here.
Need coffee.
Hang on. Here we go.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, that is so. I still can't believe Stone somehow got that from me. All right. Well, we are here, and we've got some exciting stuff to talk about and to sort through. So, but we have got our special guest who has come back to teach us all the things in a pacifist special part two. And that is Fair. Good morning, sweetie. How are you?
I am good. How are you? Glad you're fine.
I'm okay. I'm okay. You're exactly. Okay. I'm okay. Yep. So we have had, it's over, guys. Pacifist contest is done. So first off, before we get into all the nitty gritty stuff of that, it's all very, have to say, wow, you guys blew, I think for Chris and I, we have to say, you guys blew us away. Completely
wow.
Blew us away. So,
wow.
I have got no idea that you guys, a freaking amazing bunch of people who have done, who have come and played on the Pacifist contest. So thank you. First off, thank you. I think Fair, you would agree. It's
oh, absolutely. I mean, it just blew my mind entirely. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you, everyone, for giving it a go. I hope the voice levels are a bit better now for these guys. But yeah, so I just want to say a huge thank you, because once again, you blew us out of the water with what you've been able to achieve in the last couple weeks. Like, seriously, 2 weeks, pacifist. Wow. So thank you. But Fair has come to talk to us about, well, what do we do now? Where do we go from here? So for everyone who has been new to Pacifist, and I noticed there's been quite a few new people giving Pacifist a go with the contest. So thank you. Thank you for that. And we hope it's given you a little bit of a love for passies, maybe, or at least mm-hmm. a little bit of a, you know, hey, I'll give this more of a go. But we want to talk to Fair about, where do we go from here? What is the thing? Because for a lot of people, you're probably like, what do we do as we start to get to those higher levels? So Fair, hit us with it. What have we got?
Okay. When we had the start of the contest, we kind of provided information about up to level 60 or so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of expected that there would be some people who would pass that. I didn't expect how many people and how fast and how far.
I know. Wow.
Amazing. You guys are just awesome. Yeah, made my little heart happy mm-hmm. to see so many people out there picking flowers.
Yes.
Running around, being peaceful. So, in general,
being
peaceful. What I want to talk about today, being peaceful is always a good idea, right?
Love it.
What I'll do today is kind of go past 60. Mm-hmm. People are certainly welcome to shoot questions or any concerns or whatever that they're having getting to 60. But right now, let's go past 60, since mm-hmm. a lot of people have been there and done that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
In general, before I get to the specifics of quests and stuff, in general, just continue doing what you're doing. Cooking and fishing in the major cities, keep doing that until you ding 120. Those are good experience.
Mm-hmm.
when you get to 60, go ahead and go to Northrend, at least to do enough to train yourself in cooking and fishing, and add the Dalaran cooking and fishing dailies to your routine.
Oh yeah.
If you want to choose to spend time otherwise in Outland, that's fine, but those Dalaran cooking and fishing quests are a nice experience while it lasts. Mm-hmm. Those don't last forever. Those just last during the Northrend zone.
Yes.
Time for experience, but do them. I'll talk more specifically in a bit about which ones are okay to do and which ones are not, but that's worth picking up earlier rather than later.
Yes.
Continue exploring, gathering, do what dailies you can, what quests you can. And you'll want to begin or continue with archaeology, not immediately at 60 necessarily, but once you start to feel like you're sufficiently out-leveling the zones.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that means level 90, but I'm a chicken, so.
Well, I didn't start until 90. I remember you giving Chris and I both that advice. We didn't start on our main passies until after 90, for sure. So, yeah.
And bearing in mind with archaeology, which is, you know, it's a whole show in itself, and we've kind of done some of that, but I'm always willing to answer those questions, too, for what I know. The thing about archaeology to remember is that the experience is the same no matter where you do it.
Mm-hmm.
In the low-level zones, you don't have to move along to new zones in archaeology.
Yep.
Okay. With regard to specific expansions, Outland I kind of give short shrift to. I go there, pick up a few of the really early gather up stuff off the ground quests and honor hold.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really do a lot there. I don't have a great circle or circuit to do gathering there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really bother. Cooking and fishing there is a pain. I don't really do that either.
Yep.
I know that there are some people with a lot of experience gathering treasure in Outland. I'm looking at Stir for one. probably Brittle and various other people who are really good at finding Outland treasures, particularly in like Zangarmarsh and stuff. But you'd have to hit them up for specifics on that. I don't do that a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
So Outland's kind of I included it, but I don't know much about it, except that I don't do much there.
Mm-hmm.
Northrend is the biggie for me.
Mm.
Got dailies, quests, great treasure hunting, and some really awesome gathering. You've heard us talk about the Sholazar Basin Circuit.
Oh, yes.
Can't overstate that.
Yes. Best place. We love Sholazar.
Yep, for sure. In the Cata zones, I'll kind of talk a little bit about what's safe where. Hyjal gathering is safe.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few available quests there, however. It in Hyjal itself, it's kind of gated behind some kill quests. If you don't do some of those quests for Malfurion, you don't get any further with quests.
Mm-hmm.
So take what you get. Archaeology there is safe as well once you get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Deep Home, it's safe enough. You just avoid the intro where you have to take the ride down into the maelstrom. I just skip that. You don't need it. Just take the portal from your capital city. Same for Uldum. Skip that intro, take the portal.
Yep.
Gathering is safe there. Exploring is safe. I will talk a little more about what happens at 110 and above when we get there, because that does change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to Twilight Highlands, so it's safe to gather things there, but I hate those flying dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Just do not like them.
Yep.
And the mobs are dense in a lot of places there.
Yes.
So that's not a zone I focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And no information on Vashir for me. Maybe somebody else can contribute that, but I don't go there.
Nope.
I don't like it.
I'm pretty sure to get in there, it's kill quests anyway, so probably best just to stay out of there. Because, yeah, you know, underwater, unless you've got free underwater breathing, I don't want to die to, you know, dying by drowning. Not that any of us have done that, ever.
Oh, no.
No, never
on a druid.
Drown on a druid. No. Maybe on a warlock or something. Anyway, yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So just remember that, people. It's a very important thing. Okay, all right. So what else have we got? Yes.
Pandaria. I like that zone. It's a nice zone for pacifists.
Mm-hmm.
Has dailies, has some quests. There are some treasures, and the gathering is really nice. The Valley of the Four Winds, out past Old Hillpaw's place. There's kind of an endless loop of ghost iron, and mostly ghost iron, because the herbs there are weird.
Yes.
Tea leaves gives practically no experience from day one, so, like, whoa, not good. Silkweed does, if you find that, grab it. But mostly it's about ghost iron there.
Yes.
Archaeology is not safe in Pandaria.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. There's a very high percentage of sites that give spawns.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not prepared to deal with that, they're kind of ghostly things. I mean, they do eventually go away, but I don't feel safe doing archaeology there.
Yeah.
Draenor. Skip the intro. Get there from underwater in the Timeless Isle, which is less easy than it used to be now that, you know, we don't all have water walking. But if you do have mount shoes, you can use those to get to the boat where you need to go down to the underwater chair by the fire.
Oh, yeah.
That takes you to Gorgrond. You can explore. There are some treasures safe in Draenor. I mean, pretty much know what you're picking up, though, because some of them explode or do other things.
Mm-hmm.
Gathering is not safe in Draenor.
Yeah.
Pretty much guarantee getting spawns from both mining and herbing nodes there. And you can't have a garrison, obviously, with kill points.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Draenor is kind of limited for me.
Mm-hmm.
The zones beyond that, Legion and BFA, somebody who knows more about it would have to talk to that, because I don't go there.
Yeah.
I mean, I go there to discover it, but archaeology. I can't fly there. So
archaeology in Kalimdor, Eastern Kingdoms, best way to go.
Yep.
and you're cooking and fishing dailies in, like, Thunderbluff or, you know, or Stormwind or Darnassus or wherever.
Up until 110. Mm. You can no longer go to Darnassus at 110.
So. Yes.
I found that out yesterday.
Yes, oh, you did. You
to Zildorman. Yeah.
You did.
On my 114 and tried to go to Darnassus to do a fire. And it dropped me in the middle of the battle. And I was PvP flight.
Yep. And we live, though. That's a good thing.
I hearth my butt out of there faster than anything you've ever seen in your life, and then put my heart back into my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally, completely, and utterly spaced that and took my 114 through the portal yesterday.
Ouch.
And wow. I'm like,
wow. Yeah.
It was bad.
Yes.
Bad. I mean, goodness, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning for me because, you know, nobody was on to kill me. So, had it been like this time of night, I'm sure I'd be dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for yeah. Sure. Exactly. But
you are so lucky. I'm so glad for you that you lived.
Yeah.
Yes. You wouldn't ever come out tonight, I'd be a puddle.
Exactly. So I mean, I know I can speak for myself that I spent a lot of time. Chris, how many levels did we do in Sholazar?
As many as we could squeeze it was, out. We did not leave that zone.
Really, it wasn't quite 20, was it? It was nearly like 15.
It was a long time.
I think it was about 15 or so levels. Was it? Or did I go there early? I went there early. Actually, no. It was. I went there at 64, didn't I? Yeah, because I was pushing it.
You did.
Yeah, so actually, that would be right, because I think we did till about 81, 82. So, yeah, so pretty close to 20 levels over there. And then Pandaria, Heartland, is awesome, like Fair said.
Yes.
Ghost Iron, oh my God, and it sells. Oh, money, ka-ching! Yeah, thank
sure.
you.
For sure, you will not lack for money.
No, absolutely not. So I think I'm just trying to remember. I think we did a good maybe 12 to 15 levels over in Pandaria from memory. Yeah, it was very good. I must admit though, because I had a really good circuit. Like we had the really good circuit of Heartland as well as spreading out and going just around the mountains of, you know, a valley, because there's not there's either yellow mobs or, you know, obviously be careful of your red mobs, but there's many places that you can pick up herbs and your ghost iron, so there is a fair chunk of gathering XP that you can get. Just be very careful of green tigers. Yeah,
and the birds.
But green tigers, sneaky little bastards. Anyway, yeah, so pretty, and then they go yeah, and your druid goes dead, and it's like
they're
no.
not friendly.
No, so yeah, so be careful of that. All right, Chris, what else do we have to ask for?
Well, speaking of dailies, what dailies are safe to do at higher levels?
Okay, fair question. Outland has cooking and fishing dailies. I think they require more than level 60, and most of them require, well, a lot of them require killing. Mm-hmm. I don't bother with any of them. Just don't go there. Or they want you to fish someplace horrible.
Yes.
Where there's surrounded by mobs. And no, just no.
Yeah.
Not going there. Northrend, however, everything Dalaran cooking is safe. That's the short of it. Mm-hmm. What you do need to do is be sure that, in addition to training cooking in Dalaran, go to, for the Alliance, Valiant's Keep and whatever the Horde equivalent is probably, and train cooking there by doing a quest where you bring them chilled meat, five pieces of chilled meat, which you can buy on the auction house, because that'll teach you how to cook Northern stew, and that's needed in a lot of the Dalaran cooking quests.
Yep.
So just be sure to pick up that little recipe, and that's a quest. Dalaran fishing is a mixed bag. A lot of it is safe. Marcia there is kind of...
Marcia.
Yeah. Marcia, yeah. Yes.
She's not always cooperative. There's one called Blood is Thicker Than Water that is not for you. It requires you to kill something and then fishing their a pool made of their blood.
Mm-hmm.
No. Not a peaceful thing.
No.
And a quest called Dangerously Delicious requires you to go fishing in Winter Grasp, which PvP flags you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would, I mean, I've heard of people who do it, but it's a risk and your choice.
That's right.
I don't recommend it, but it's been done. In Borean Tundra, the daily quest to collect baskets for the Kaskala, that is safe. Just avoid the mobs.
Yep.
The Argent Tournament is safe, partly. Jousting is safe. You can joust all you want.
Mm-hmm.
There are two dailies that are safe. The one called A Worthy Weapon, which you have to collect flowers and then take them to a troll maiden in a lake in Zoldrac.
Oh, yep.
And then there's one for kissing frogs in Grizzly Hills. And
yes.
That's safe if distasteful, but... Mm-hmm.
Kissing frogs is safe, people. You've heard it here.
I never thought I'd ever say that in my life, but yeah.
Awesome.
This game, right? Okay. I don't know about the other Northrend dailies. Mm-hmm. I don't generally go in for any of the others. Usually opening the dailies for the other factions requires killing something, so I don't even bother.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, check it out if you want to.
Yep.
And Pandaria is a nice motherlode of dailies.
Mm-hmm.
Half Hill, you can start at level 81. Opening the farm is safe. Yes, you have to break rocks, but that's okay, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
You never know, but yes, that is safe. The tillers will offer you dailies. A lot of them are safe, including,
yep.
You know, you pick up a pearl, a lotus, a golden lotus. You can chase the chickens for Old Hill Paw. You know, do all that chicken stuff.
Yeah.
You can water the fields, and you can do weed control. Which mm-hmm. is sometimes surprising to me, but
right.
What you cannot do is stomp on the marmots.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a safe thing.
Yeah,
you are allowed to burn the ropes, however, which also surprised me, but that's okay.
Okay,
it's a little scary, hosing all around, but you know,
mm-hmm.
safe to do as a pacifist. I don't recommend stealing things from the hosen village. Doesn't flag you, but the Hosen are likely to kill you.
Yeah, they're pretty tight mobs.
Yeah, it's very densely packed. I just stay out of the village entirely.
Yeah.
The cooking quests from Half Hill are annoying because Blizzard didn't quite set that up properly with Squish. You can't even get them until 90.
Yep.
And once you do, only one of them is passive safe, so... it's not really worth worrying about.
Mm-hmm.
There are quests to learn to cook there, and those do give experience. So
yep.
Generally what I do is I buy the materials for each of them by using the tokens that you get from doing the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
But the quests do give some experience.
Yep.
Pacifists cannot open the Cloud Serpent dailies, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. There are three starting quests, one of which requires kills.
Yep.
So that is unfortunate. That whole chain is off limits to us because there are nice profession quests there.
Yes.
Working man, keep those in mind.
Yeah.
Timeless Isle, the trivia quest there is safe. Getting to it is less safe unless you have good stealth and are comfortable mm-hmm. with it. I've been fine on level 90 rogues and above, mm-hmm. and it's good for quite a few levels with good experience at the trivia quests.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the other opening quests for Timeless Isle that involves exploring the island,
mm-hmm.
collecting a few things. And I do this on a stealth rogue for the most part.
Yep.
One thing that is scary in that chain is they ask you to use one of those shrines on the Timeless Isle.
Yep.
And sometimes they give you a buff that you can click off, and sometimes they explode.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost a level 90 pacifist to an exploding
yes.
one, not because it killed her, but because it killed a critter.
Yes.
Oh,
that's right. Yes.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. So
yep,
be careful.
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah. Yes. So be careful if you're doing that. That's so, you know, again, flag it. Just do. If there's the potential of something that's going to explode or blow up or give some sort of AoE effect, best not to do it at that level. What were you?
Consider the critters.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
don't forget, critters are killed. Critters are killed. Absolutely. Consider the critters. There we go. I'll write that one down.
Yep. One thing you might notice on the banner for this contest, my loon is there.
Yes.
And she wants you to protect the weak creatures. The weak creatures. So,
yes.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. All right. So, again, you know, good points that a lot of us aren't aware of. A lot of you guys who are new to this don't, you know, haven't been this high, haven't done this much stuff. So this is great information that we're getting to, you know, to help you go forth with the leveling as you get to those higher levels. So absolutely. All right. What else? Pixie says kissing frogs and hugging critters. That's it.
That's good.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it kind of sums it up.
Yes. All right. So what else then do we have? So after Timeless Isle.
Well, for that, that's pretty much it for me for dailies. Mm-hmm. If there are dailies in Draenor, I don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do much there with questing. And I have no experience with any dailies in Legion or BFA. So
nice.
If people do know this, please contribute it to the general knowledge because I can't help there.
Yes, absolutely. We are always keen to hear of what other people have done and, you know, whether it's the good stuff or the bad stuff, like sharing so we all have an idea of what to do, what not to do, things to avoid, good things to go with. You know, that's what we're after. That's what this community is about, guys. We do love to share the information. We want everyone to get there, you know, to get the max level no matter what challenge tune you're doing. So we do appreciate that. So write in, let us know on Discord, let us know. Always happy to pass on the information as well. So, and have a discussion as well. Alrighty. So for you, Fair, looking at, you know, again, these people getting high levels, which is fantastic. The no-go areas and zones. Where are the places that it is best just to completely avoid as a pacifist?
I guess I don't completely avoid anything before Legion.
Mm-hmm.
Draenor, I'm kind of minimalist there. Other people are very comfortable flying around getting treasures there. I don't know all of the zones well enough to be comfortable with every treasure.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably leave some stuff on the table there.
Yep.
Urbing and mining in Draenor, you cannot do. Archaeology, I don't know if it spawns things, but I bet you it does.
Mm-hmm.
Never tried that, but just haven't. One thing that's interesting just to note about archaeology, if you're watching your archaeology skill points increasing, it kind of stops at 600 unless you do Draenor archaeology.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get 5 more points per month at the Darkmoon Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, those don't do anything for you, but some completionists would want to know why I can't maximize my archaeology.
Yes.
That would be why.
Be a completionist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. Or achievement hunters, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're valid things to do, but mm-hmm. not necessarily for pacifists.
Yes.
Some of those treasures, be careful about them. Some of them spawn things, some of them explode,
mm-hmm.
some are heavily guarded. Know what you're clicking on. This mm-hmm. is my thing about Draenor treasures. They can give you a nice experience, but mm-hmm. know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Test it. Take in a normal or whatever and look at their kill count and see if it gets incremented. If something spawns and you might get a killing blow.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might kill you, which is another thing that's good to know ahead of time.
Yes.
And the other thing is that I would say in terms of no-go zones pertain to level 110 and above.
Mm-hmm.
Some zones change at 110. My close personal experience was with Darkshore, which changes instantly at 110 no matter where you are and what you're doing. Because
mm-hmm.
I happen to be doing archaeology in Darkshore.
Yes.
And learned the hard way.
Yes.
The goblins here did not like me.
No.
As Chris just found out, the whole zone is not a nice place at that point. And I don't know Zadormi's behavior there. I know she's there somewhere in Darkshore, but you don't get ported to close to her. It's not next to her. So I'd say explore that one with a scout before you do it. I personally avoid Darkshore entirely after 110. At this point, I've been burned. So.
Yeah.
Ogham also changes at 110. You can, however, portal into Ogham using the portal in Stormwind or Orgrimmar, and that will take you into the city. Zadormi is there. You can talk to her. And changing the time scenario of Ogham is kind of semi-permanent. I mean, it is in effect until you talk to her again. It doesn't vanish when you leave the zone. You can come back. You can come back the next day. You can log out. It still works. It also affects Silithus, by the way. If you're when you're going around for fires and you want to be able to get Silithus on your 110 plus, talk to Zadormi and Ogham.
Yes,
that affects both of those zones.
Oh, okay.
It is totally separate from Darkshore, however. Because I know in Blasted Lands, when you talk to her, at the start of Kata, that's a one-time thing too. When you talk to her at the edge of Blasted Lands, that only lasts until you leave the zone.
Yes.
So this is Ogham behavior is different.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I don't have information about is if there are any horde zones that change. I think Terrasfell Glades, maybe. I don't know, though. Maybe, Lita, you could add some information on that.
I think we did a test on Terrasfell, and it was at a certain level it did change. I'm just trying, oh god, now I've gone completely mentally blank. There was, and again, Zadormi's there over to the, I'm gonna say the left of Undercity, on a little mound that you can go talk to her, but I'm pretty sure that there was a change after, didn't change under 110. I can't, honestly, yeah, I'm having a mental blank. I know we did look into it, but you know, my mind's a sieve. So
I know people will test and I don't know the outcome.
Test it. Yeah. Arathi was, I'm pretty sure Arathi is the same way you can go change Zadormi from, and she's over as when you get from Wetlands into Arathi. So she's at that, there's a, just after the bridge, she's just over there. So if you change Arathi, it stays changed until you change it back. So I wish they'd keep all the zones a bit like that. Just have it right across the board. So
my experience with Arathi is it doesn't change at 110. Maybe it changes at 120.
I think it was 120.
I was doing my fires and things like that in Arathi, no problem this year on my whatever levels. So Arathi is another special snowflake.
Oh. Yes. I like it. Special snowflakes, yes. I've got a feeling Arathi was changed at 120. So, but again, like, guys, you know, test it. If you are unsure, go test, double check on another tune. Last thing we want is for you to lose your high level pacifist due to you thinking everything's safe when it's not. If in doubt, test it out. That's the best way that we can say. So, yes.
Yeah, similarly, I don't understand what's up with the Veil in Pandaria. I mean, I had heard that things change at some point there, but I was able to go in there to the shrines without talking to anybody.
Yeah. I think it's because you've got to do the quest for that to change. I'm pretty sure. Quest line. So if you haven't done it, then it should stay relatively old school. So, yeah. But, you know, once again, there's lots of XP out there. I know I was doing archaeology crazy because it was crazy good XP from, what, about 90 to 120? Might have been 95 to 120. It was pretty much the archaeology when I took Passy Leader through my Night Elf Rogue. And, you know, I just mostly did Eastern Kingdoms. My God, the trolls. Why did it have to be trolls? Yeah, so, you know, you've got Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor. That there's places, obviously, be careful. The higher you are, you know, you can bypass and mobs are great, but you've still got to be careful. Still got to be careful because something, if they pat into you, you know, you need to be able to get away and not pull like the whole lot of everyone's going, we're trying to kill you, even though you're, you know, level 100, whichever. So
yeah, and some of them insist on standing right on the object. Mm-hmm. You can try to snag it away from them if it's just close to them. Standing right on it, I don't risk it. I wait for them to try to move.
Yeah. This is where you be patient. This is, I would watch them pat. When I was in Stranglethorn, I would sit and watch the trolls patting to see how far they're going, especially the ones that had the panthers and the cats that would just walk, and you'd all of a sudden, you know, you'd be, you know, paying attention and be like, okay, go, like, dig now. It's like, no, they're coming back. Okay, you know, out of the way, get up high. The other thing, and I'm pretty sure it was you gave this tip quite a while ago, was if you've got things that you can get on top of to be able to survive. So in Stranglethorn, for me, I would hop on top of the columns and survey as well, which I didn't know that at the time. So it's been an awesome tip that I've utilized with my passies when I've been doing archaeology. So if you can, hop up, you know, get above the mobs if you're able to.
Night Elf ruins too. Mm-hmm. Not only troll ruins. I tended to do Archie in Kalimdor.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Night Elf ruins there. So.
Yes.
All those harpies and Feralis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like harpies.
Yes. So, you know, there's lots of good stuff. So, Chris, anything that you want to add to? Because I know that you're Leveland pacifist at the moment. So what have you been concentrating on? Dailies and a bit of Archie?
Yes, and do not go to Darkshore.
Mm-hmm. Darkshore. Right. Bump, bump. Yeah, no, yeah, Darkshore, yeah. People. Yes.
No, it's the dailies and archaeology, old world. I had a portion I thought I was going to be able to do in BFA. There's just this wonderful plot of land that has a ton of weeds and ore, and it's close. It's in Tirrogard and Lion's Side, and I was like, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, the XP would be so good that I could run up and down this patch of land.
Yep.
And you know me, when in doubt, scout it out. And I got out there, took off my gear. I'm like, oh, no. Just the regular birds would have killed me.
Yeah.
Like, not even, you know, just breathing in BFA would kill mine. So we're going the safe route with watching trolls pat and stand on top of my archaeology digs.
Yep.
And doing the stuff we know, because the scouting proved that, no, my pacifist should not be anywhere near BFA unless I'm just out there fishing for gold.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep, that's good to know. Definitely good to know.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, again, need to need to, you know, be careful. And if you've not done this part, then scout it. Double check. Ask, you know, if you're really unsure about something. You've got plenty of people around that do play pacifists that may be able to give you some advice. Not only that, there's people that have done, you know, working man, because obviously working man, you've got professions. So ask those that have done those tunes as well, that might be a give you a little bit of guidance as to what quest or what areas to go. Like, there's lots of information. We're very fortunate that we've got quite a few people that can help out with information, which is great.
We have some amazing treasure hunters in BFA as well.
Yes.
And usually, well, some of them are rogues. Oh, Stir, I'm looking at you.
Looking at you, Stir.
Yeah, I mean, it could work for a passy too if you're comfortable with the area.
Yes.
I'm just not.
Yes, it, you know, and again, if it's not something that you're sure on, ask those people that are, because they can give you the advice, and you can weigh up your options whether you want to try to, you know, sometimes trying something new is a little scary and doesn't, you don't pull it off, but ask those people, get the advice that you need. So yeah. So hopefully that's given you all a bit of a great guide to continue on the leveling, because obviously the contest is now done. The contest is open. So, and we will be doing the results shortly. So yeah, everything, Ominia said everything's been moved across, which is fantastic. But first off, I want to just hear from the girls. So ladies, how was your week? It's been, you know, it's been a big week. There's been lots going on. Fair. What have you done? You've done nothing, Fair. Look at this. What's this, Fair?
This is a list of...
like a page. Fair's been busy, people.
All of which have to do with Midsummer fires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I know those routes in my sleep now. I did 10 characters through the fires.
Mm-hmm.
As much as they could for the levels.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a way to get some experience, some levels for... Mm-hmm. characters who don't have a lot of other choices.
Yeah.
My pacifist, my little rogue, a human rogue that I made for the contest. I'll admit I didn't focus on her, but I wanted to participate. She got to level 26.
Nice.
She's human. This is the first non-night elf I've ever had as a pacifist.
I know, right? Like, what?
I mean, I've had a mage, a couple of mages, but they were night elves, so they at least had shadow meld.
Yeah.
The human rogue, I mean, she can't vanish at the moment yet, being only 26, and she has no shadow meld, so it's a different game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just taking her slow. I'll keep going with her. She's fun. I like her.
But, nice.
My night elf mage, I did spend some time with. I'm so disappointed and didn't quite make it to Pandaria with her. Maybe I still will tonight before the fires go away.
Mm-hmm.
Night Elf Mage, who's 79.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Which is just good, yeah.
Getting there.
Three of my irons that I took through. A Night Elf Rogue hit 109. My Night Elf Druid hit 100. And my little hunter from the contest, Night Elf Hunter, is now 48.
Mm-hmm.
My green man, I have three green characters who all managed to do some levels. Night Elf Rogue at 116.
Mm-hmm.
Night Elf Mage at 23. And I even dusted off my Draenei Shaman green man, who got to level 77.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And my Tin Mans, you know, why not? They were really helpful for me for scouting out some of those Draenor sites that I never had flight pass for. The Night Elf Rogue is 115, and the Night Elf Mage is 111.
Nice. Well done. So, again, you've not done much this week, Fair.
No. Not at all.
Oh, All right. Well, Chris, what have you done this week? How's your week been?
Yeah, I like how you have me go after that.
I know, because I'm like sitting here going, I've done nothing.
I worked. I went to work. And
yeah.
2 weeks ago, I started a contest tune for this contest.
Mm-hmm.
And today I logged under and she was still level one.
Nice.
So I took
So
her
you didn't die. You didn't die.
I did not die. I know. I need to start one of these contests. No, Paradin never dies. Never mind. I need somebody else to start this contest with so that I can start winning something. But I took her out today. Her name is Miner. So I now have a pacifist named Herb. Oh,
that's amazing.
A pacifist named Pacifist and a pacifist named Miner. So I took Miner out. And,
seriously, woman? How the
I know.
Hell?
Oh, no, wow. And now I have a new mage project, and the mage is only leveling through archaeology and now whatever I have to kill on the way. But the mage's name, it's a dwarf, named Archaeology. So people need to start picking these names. I mean, come on, you're leaving them for me. So my new passy, Miner, got to level 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then... how you know I don't know, and I'm on a full server, and then big girl passy hit 115.
Woo! Yes,
nice job.
Five more.
Oh, nice. I seriously, you have the most amazing RNG luck. I don't know what it is with your names.
Nobody
other than you. That's just, yeah, it's just crazy. But congratulations, 115 on Pacifist. That's fantastic. Slow and steady. All right. Kiss a frog for extra luck.
Kiss a frog.
Nice.
100%.
Yeah, right. Nice. I love it. All right. Well, I've done nothing but play the contest tune, actually. So... and she hit 54 today, so
nice.
I'm really surprised how I did. I wasn't expecting that, but I just how did I get to 54 again? Blizzard, thank you for our buff. That's definitely helpful. Midsummer helpful. I wasn't expecting to do that well. Obviously, I killed the first contest tune, but the second one is still alive. So yay. So, it's been a lot of fun. All right. Okay. Let's hit the news. And where's my bumper? Here we go.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
And thank you, Rogue Slayer. Love that one. Okay. Contest time. It's contest time. So, again, we have to say to everyone, thank you for everyone that's taken part, that's given it a go. If it's been something new that you guys have not tried before, thank you for coming over. You really did blow our expectations. We thought that if we got 20... We would be ecstatic, but you guys have really seriously blown us out of the water with what you've done. Level wise, oh my god, was not expecting where it went to. So for the very, very first pacifist contest that we have ever had, you guys rock. So thank you for having fun with it and for supporting and participating. All right, well, what have we got? Let's have a look. So again, you know, just freaking unreal. I still can't believe what you guys have done. So let's have a look at our top 10. Chris, I know you've been working hard on the top 10 list, so...
Oh my gosh, this top 10 has changed so many times today. Well, honestly, it's changed so much over the course of the contest.
It has.
You could get up in the morning and see it, and then it would change an hour later. You knew people lost their tunes. They jumped right back on the horse. Mrs. Rockguru, always mad props to you, woman. You don't give up. Mm-hmm. Brittle, amazing, just hopped right back in. But it literally changed with a minute and 30 seconds left to the end of the contest. Number 9 and mm-hmm. 10 had switched places.
Nice. Nice.
But, yes, we do have our top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 10th place, we have Down in Front, and it is a hunter gnome at level 45. In 9th place, Oxen. That would be, oh yes, that one's Niecy.
That would be
and
Niecy.
Her hunter.
Mm-hmm. Well done,
and
Niecy.
Then number 9, we have Oxus, who's level 46, a Tauren Druid.
Nice.
At number 8, we have Passy, who is level 49 and is a Night Elf Rogue.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Then 7th, we have Passy Jang, who is level 50, Night Elf Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's Jang.
I'm assuming too.
Okay. No. Otherwise, well, yeah. Hey, we have the not Niecy, which completely threw me in the bloods. So, in number 6, we have Passy Lita F, level 54.
What?
Druid.
Yes.
What? How high did your old Tauren get before we lost her?
81.
Okay.
Lost it to Green Panthers. Green Valley. Yes, there's a face. There's a face. Damn you, you Green Panthers. Anyway,
well,
I am not better.
Green Panthers.
Watch out. Yes.
No better. No better.
Not better.
No, none. At number 5, we have Harmless, who is level 63, Night Elf Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, our only priest on the list is Penitent Pix, mm-hmm. Level 63, Night Elf Priest.
Nice.
Then we have, in the 3rd place, we have Passy Stir. I wonder who that could be. Level 72, Night Elf Rogue.
Stir? What? Passy Stir? What? What? Crazy! Crazy! Number 3.
Is this
Stir
first Passy?
Oh, Stir's a pacifist addict now. I think we can safely say that.
I believe it's the second tune in the contest.
Yes.
And it's the second. Way to go, Stir.
Way to go. Yes.
And 2nd place, we have Stealthy Sil, who is a level 75 Blood Elf Rogue.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well done.
And number 1.
Love this name. Love this name.
Love that name. My name is forever going to be on mm-hmm. the page for this.
Yep.
Is Lame Chris, because this person said they would never, ever make a pacifist. And I never have to give them mad props, because from day 1, this person said, all I want to do is make you proud of me. And last night, they figured out if they kept leveling, they would out-level my pacifist that I have been working on for a year. So they stopped leveling today so that I could hit 120 before they did.
Nice.
So number 1, I know. It's like, could have easily hit 120 today mm-hmm. at the pace they were doing. So number 1, Blame Chris, level 112, Night Elf Monk,
mm-hmm.
and Blame Chris, for those of you who do not know, is Mr. Paradin.
Paradin! Wow. Well
huge congratulations.
Done. 112. Huge. Like, seriously, dude, that is amazing. So in 2 weeks, guys, we ran a contest for 2 weeks. Yep. I thought we might have been flat out getting people to 60. You guys have blown us away with the levels that you've done. But not only that, and again, congratulations, everyone who's leveled, everyone who stayed alive. Commiserations for all those we lost, because we did lose quite A few. Let me find my page, because of course now leaders move things around, and she needs to find the page. All right. So if we have a look at what we've done, we have got. There's been a total of 54 toons that have registered. So again, thank you. Alive, we have got 20 alive. There's 37. Percent wow. Alive, which wasn't quite expecting that. Out of all of it, Rogue was the highest, which doesn't surprise me. What did surprise me was the fact that out of all, we had one monk, one mage, one paladin, one hunter. So, you know, again, for you guys stepping out of the usual, shall we say, the
Iron
usual
zone.
Yeah, exactly. So again, thank you for doing something different. That was the whole thing. We wanted to open it up and allow for those that wanted to try something different, and a lot of you did. So, well, some of you, I shouldn't say a lot of you did, some of you did.
We had
so,
a couple of warriors too.
We did. We had right. two warriors, which was fantastic. Yeah, which is great. So, you know, and again, it is so much fun to see just looking at the stats and what people have done. You know, you guys blew us away. So the fact is, Peridon, 112 levels in 2 weeks. Well done. Congratulations. I really can't say much more than that. You know, if I could give you a standing ovation right now, I would, but I'm sitting down. So big props to you.
Sitting ovation.
Sitting ovation, absolutely. A couple of notable people that I think we need to acknowledge. So a pacifist died at level 88. I think they were chasing your paradigm for a bit. I think there was a bit of a chase on there. So they've died. Whatever's happened to pacifist, commiserations on that. And look, Brittle blew us away. Not only did he do one tune that he lost at 86 in what, about 4 days, and then he came back with another tune. And, at 81 and another one at 86 that he lost. Like, Brittle has been an absolute leveling machine. Like, seriously. He was the one that was up there and just blew us all away with both tunes that he'd taken through. So, Brittle, dude, again, commiserations on that. But you certainly have shown us you're a force to be reckoned with. And, I look forward to seeing what else you do in the future, because it was amazing. But everyone who made it over, you know, 60 again, Chris and I were kind of like, yeah, if anyone makes it over 60, like, I'm looking at the list and there is a ton of yous that made it over 60. So you guys really blew us away. So thank you. Thank you for the fun, and thank you for that. We really do appreciate that. So for Peridon, we will let you know. Fair has generously donated the prize for this, which is a storm mount. So we will find out from you what the Blizzard storm mount that you would like, and we will get that sorted. But for everyone else who came in from number 2 down to level 10, taking me out, as I said to Chris, I am not in this. So we're going to take the 11th person. Who was the 11th person? Chris?
Chipina.
Chipina. So the 11th person is going to come into the draw. We're going to do two random draws. Now, let's see if Lita can do this properly. Okay, so bear with me, guys, because I'm trying something different. Let me see if I... Hey! There it is. And Leader's made it look real. That doesn't look... Hang on, just doing it on the fly. Doing it on the fly. Let's go. Let's make it just so you guys can see. Okay. So, how many have we got? So, Chris has got the list. We need, we're going to do two random rolls for everyone that went from 2 to 11, because we're going to take, the 11th person is going to be 10th. We're taking me out. I'm not into the prize. So the fact that I made it is like, what? Anyway, take me out, everyone else. So from 2 to 10, Chupino's being, is going to be the 10th. She has worked out, you know, at number 10, you get one chance for the roll. 9 will get 2 right up until our second person who will get the most. So how many slots have we got, Chris?
We have 45 total.
Total of 45. Okay. So I'm going to put in here 1 to 45, and I'm going to generate a number for the first winner of this, and Chris is going to tell us who we've got. So here we go. We're going to roll. I should have done a drum roll. Damn it, leader, you're never prepared. Okay, hang on. We're going to do it live. Here we go. Right. Okay, let's go. And rolling. 10.
10 is Passy, double I, PACII.
Okay, PACII is the winner of one of the pets. Excellent. All right, and for the second, we are going to go again. So hang on, I'll do another little drum roll because, you know. Right, there we go. And we're going to do another one. Here we go. And it's 8. Okay, so who was 8?
Is Passy, PACII.
Passy, you know what? We will do a third one and I will contribute that. So can you take those numbers out for Passy? And we will do a third one. Let's have a look. I was going to say 3. Who got 3?
Down in front.
Okay, Nisi. Nisi, I'm going to, that's going to come from me. So yeah. All right. There we go. So we give away 3. Congratulations, guys. That is fantastic. Again, thank you so much to everyone who has taken part. Our very first ever pacifist contest. It was fun to work out. Chris and I had a lot of fun working out how to do fair. Again, thank you for all your advice, all of your tips, all of your tricks, all of that. And to the many of our, what will we call, veteran Passy players like Brittle, who's given lots of information as well on through Discord and you know, the website and things like that. We have to say well done to everyone. Periton, again, congratulations. This is you are our first ever Passy champion for the contest of our Patiently Pacifist. So that is Patiently Pacifist Periton. Wow.
Love alliteration.
It's you've got your own title there, Paradon. So again, congratulations. Congratulations. Alrighty. excuse me on that. Now, don't forget, Midsummer Fire Festival will end. Is it tomorrow morning? Tonight? Tomorrow morning? So you've not got that much longer. If those that are utilizing for getting fires, getting any of that for your extra XP, like fair has been taken turns through, if that's what you're going to do, it is ending very soon. So keep an eye on that. And also, this afternoon for me, my favorite time of the month, Dark Moon Fair. It's back. Dark Moon Fair. Love Dark Moon Fair. My most favorite place. Okay, well, one of my most favorite places. It starts again for the week. So don't forget, if you've been leveling your pacifist, you know, you can go down there, you can get some extra skill points for doing your fishing and your cooking down there, as well as, you know, fishing. The other good thing is, if your fishing is not very high, go down to Darkmoon Fair, go to the, you know, down to the dock. Get somewhere a little bit away from other people, because, you know, proxy kills is a real thing. But you can fish up and you can get some, you know, some bloated threshers that can give you gold and your Darkmoon Fair fish, you know. So that's another good way to level your skill points and get a little bit of gold as well. So don't forget about that.
Yeah, all professions have a monthly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Once you are old enough to do that.
Yes.
So it's definitely worth it.
Absolutely.
You do that all the way to 120.
It is, you know, XP and some skill points is definitely a good thing to do. So just remember, don't do the whacker Noel quest if you're on a pacifist. What was the other one? Fair? Was it the Tonks? Don't do the Tonk one?
I think so. I don't play the game, so I don't even remember.
I know it was Whack-A-Knoll. Yeah, definitely don't do that.
It's not always safe to get shot out of the cannon, because sometimes it drops you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Land hard.
Yes. Sometimes you're lucky and you might land in one of the trees. Other times it's not good, and you just, yeah. So normally I don't do the games on the pacifist. I don't do the games. I just go over there and do the normal profession, just the profession stuff, just to get a little bit extra. I find that that's always good. So Darkmoon Fair, just for the week, so don't forget about that. Okay, well, now's the time for the state of the challenges. So let's see how everyone has gone. And again, right across the board, everyone who's been leveling. Thank you. Thank you guys for having fun with your challenge tunes this week and leveling. So Fair, what have we got? Irons. How did our irons go?
Okay. We have, looks like, pretty good list. Number 10, Jang Test is 93. Position 9, Celery, 93. Position 8, Zaya Mill, 99. My Druid, Furikiri, is 100. Position 6, 99, is level 108. Position 5, Contester, 108. Position 4, Severus Lipper,
mm-hmm.
110. Another Stir, and position 3, Hipsterism, at 110.
Nice.
Number 2, Ezzy Iron, 119. Go, Ezzy. Be careful. And position 1 is major congratulations to Jangler C for 120. Our 16th BFA max level Iron Champion. Well done.
Well done, Jang. Again,
well done.
We have had a lot going on, and the fact that with the contest, we've still had Jang is busy over there leveling. And again, congratulations. I know we've got a write up coming soon on Jang and what he's done. So again, Jangler, congratulations. 120. 16! 16 max level irons, guys! Like, this is fantastic. Well done. Congratulations. Alrighty. Bloods. Chris, who have we got, please?
Bloods. At number 9, we have K-Swift at level 14. In 8th, we have Deuce at 17. Mm-hmm. Number 7, we have Kremling at 23. Number 6, we have Deserved at 28. Number 5, we have Murloc Killer at 52. In 4th, we have Ensorcell at 55. 3, we have Blood Cell at 62. Number 2, we have Zaya by C at 66. And number one, we have Soul Snuffer at 116.
Oh, so close. Getting there. I tell you, there's a couple of you that it's just like I'm sitting here and I'm biting my nails. Why? Just like, oh. Anyway, well done on the bloods. Okay, pacifist, fair. How do we go on the overall?
Well, position 10 is my Feral Viola at 79. 9, Feral 81, RIP. I know that was a high-level contest tune.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Awesome Blomster at 84. 7, Z No Kill, 86. Number 6, Oops Brittle at 86, RIP, so sorry. Number 5, Pacifist with a YST, 88, also RIP, sorry to hear that. Number 4, Ashes Passy, 98. Number 3, Pashana 7, 110. Number 2, Blame Chris, 112. Yes, that name will live forever, won't it? And number 1, Pacifist, 115. Yay.
Wow. Who would have thunk it that on a pacifist list that we would have Chris and Periton as the 1 and the 2 in leveling for the week?
Not me. Because he said he'd never make a pacifist, and look what he does.
What?
It's like Lita making a pacifist. Him making a pacifist is like Lita making a pacifist.
It's wow. It's fantastic. I love it. I absolutely love it. So again, congratulations, commiserations, because a lot of those that we lost were those were contest tunes, and you guys did an awesome job. Awesome job. So commiserations on those ones. All right, tins. Who have we got on the tin list this week, please?
Tins. Number 7, we have Cassite at 56. Number 6, we have Arundel at 85. Number 5, we have Hunter Punk at 92. 4, She's So Brittle at 94. Number 3 is Ferris Skay. 111. Number 2, we have Shinari at 111. And 1, Feritelli?
Yep.
Feritelli. 115.
Nice. Alrighty. Greens. Who have we got on the greens list, please, Fair?
Okay. Number 10, Completion, 68.
Good name.
Yeah, it is. 9, Crikey, 76. Number 8, Fair Elsa, 78. Celadon is at position 7 at 87. Number 6, Daydreamer, 90, at level 90. Number 5, Fair Aaron, 93. Number 4, Legend, 97. Number 3, Short Vix, 99. Number 2, Green Gushkin, 107. And number 1 is Fair Verde at 116.
Very nice.
Nice. I tell you, look at these levels, guys. You just keep blowing my mind right across the challenge board. Like, seriously, well done. Alrighty. Working Man, who have we got, Chris?
Number 10, we have Gomda at level 15. Number 9, we have Hurricane, Ghost Spurs, level 16. We have in 8th, Kylie at 16.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Egat at 22, RIP. Number 6, Daya at 22. Number 5, Workin' Rora at 33. Number 4 is Lurks at 47. Number 3 is Fairy Work at 54. Number 2, Not Nisi at 61. And number 1 is Zaya Womel at 71.
Mm-hmm. And for the teams, let's have a look. We have got for the Iron teams, you had a couple of teams this week. So at number three, we have got Grob at 14. Grob 14 at 32. I was like going, Grob at 14 and then 32. Anyway, Grob 14 at 32. Number two is Dragons Fly Clockwise hit 36. And this week, number one is Undeterred RIP at 48. Now, there was no blood teams this week. However, we did have a green team. Never Give Up hit 83. So again, commiserations, guys. It's when you look at the whole board of challenge tunes this week, it's a little rough. But on the whole, look at those levels and commiserations to everyone we lost. But congratulations again to everyone playing challenge tunes, for everyone leveling and having some fun with your challenge tunes. We appreciate it. So well done. All right. I think we will go on to our chip chat. Where's my bumper? Here it is.
Hey, yo, it's chip chat.
That's a zorts.
That's
a zorts. All right. Okay. As we like to start our chit chat section off with, it is the bumper. I was going to say it's the bumper to end all bumpers, but not quite, Azzy. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So here is Azzy's bumper. Let's play it.
As he's pun.
Oh, I do love that.
Oh, those crickets.
That's funny. Alrighty. I don't know. I have no idea because I really do not look at these. So fair. Hit us with Azzy's pun.
Okay, so from Azzy.
Yes.
There is a woman selling batteries in the park. She sells seashells by the seesaw. I like it. I think it's great.
Oh, I really did not know where that was going to go. I was like, is this going to be a PG-1, Azzy? And it just, that is good. I like. That is hilarious. Thank you, Azzy. Very, very cute. Thank you so much. All right. I'm going to take it some words of wisdom from Dave. Chris, what is Dave saying?
I love words of wisdom. So our words of wisdom for tonight are, the human body is roughly 60% water. I'm not fat. I'm flooded. Great. I'm flooded.
Nice. I like. Oh, awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you. That's good ones to end the show off with. So we do appreciate that. All righty. Thanks, guys. Hilarious. Okay. Well, any questions from the chat room? I don't think so. There wasn't really that much more questions at this stage. If there is, please send us in, let us know. We'll answer them next week, but for now we're going to wrap up the show and let's just wrap up the show. Lita, what are you going on about? I'm like five steps ahead of myself. It's like, wrap up the show. Okay, so what we're gonna do is, Chris, can you do thank yous for me, please?
Absolutely. We would very much like to thank the Iron Elite for everything you do. Without you, none of this would be possible. We have Alejandras, Azilan, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Elby, Fair, Frasley Sparkspan, Gaston, Grand Negus, K Vamp, Lasan, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rockuru, Ms. Miggy, Murr's Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Cyber, aka Cyber, Tula Barden, Olminia, Wynima, Zaya, and Zorts.
Hot, you guys. Oh, So we do appreciate it. So thank you very much for your support. Now, from Stone Star and myself, of course, we always like to thank our wonderful mods for everything that you guys do. So thank you. Huge thank yous to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zyron Zorts. Thank you. You make our life, my life in particular, much easier with helping out. So thank you so much to that. Ominia, thank you for sorting out the web stuff, for the coding, for the contest, for sending through all the things that you need to. We appreciate that. So thank you very much for doing all the things that you do. We all appreciate you doing that. So thank you.
Not all day. All day.
Big, big thank yous from all of us. To everyone here that's watching, to those listening at home, whether it's through the podcast or watching the video, thanks, guys, for being here, supporting. We do appreciate it. And we love to be able to do this and bring this to you every week and have the fun. So thank you for supporting the WoW Challengers community. So thank you so much for that. Just want to add a couple of extra little thank yous in before I forget, because there are times I forget and I don't want to do that today. So a huge thank you to Execute for helping sort the banner out for me. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Execute.
Yes, we do appreciate that. So, and for all his help that he has given me over me asking him to help out with various banners and stuff. So thank you. That's for you. Thank you, Execute. And other than that, I had another thank you and it's completely zoomed out of my brain. The other thank you I have to say is to Russ, Mr. Bright 01. Thank you. He will know why. You guys don't know why yet, but there will be some new stuff coming soon. That's all I'm going to say. But I have to say to Russ, thank you so much for the work that he has done with the website as well, the little bits and pieces. And again, you know, just to acknowledge those people out there that do give us some help and greatly appreciated it. So thank you guys very much for that. All right, now as for the show, we will be back next week, which will be Saturday, July 11th. How are we in July already, ladies? Like, seriously?
No idea.
What?
No idea.
Crazy.
No, it's been December though, so that 2020's done.
I know. It's been one of those years. Absolutely. Well, not even. It's just been wow. But we will be back next week at 7 p.m. Eastern. And I am super excited because Cell will be joining us next week again. So happy to get to catch up and see what he's been up to. Because, you know, look at him. Alcoholic, crazy, busy leveling here, there, and everywhere. So Cell will be guesting with us next week, which is exciting. But Fair, have to say again, thank you for all of the wonderful pacifist information that you've given us over the two episodes, the start of the contest, for sponsoring, and for the first prize. We do greatly appreciate it, and hopefully we've given some of the love that we know that you have for the pacifist tunes, the pacifist challenge. I think you've you know, we've spread out that love, and quite a few people who have never tried it before have tried it. So I think you should be super, super proud and happy with that. So thank you again for all that you've done in helping us with the pacifist contest and also with the pacifist challenge. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, first let me say thank you Thank you for having me. Thank you for running this contest. It's something that I've been thinking about for a while and thought it would be fun. Mm-hmm. And you've all way surpassed my expectations and hopes. And I just want to thank you all, everybody who participated. Makes me happy. Very happy. You can find me in Discord as Fair, and I'm on the Alliance side, Alliance Guild on Wormrest Accord, US. Mm-hmm. I'm there a lot, usually at night.
Absolutely. And don't forget, in Discord, you can... There's so many questions. Not only is Fair a wealth of information, there is many other veterans in particular, or people that play many different challenges or just concentrate on certain ones, that can give information. So please pop over to Discord and ask questions, you know, get your advice. That's what we're there for, okay? We want to see all of you guys succeed. We all do. So, you know, if you're unsure, just remember, go scout it. Try it, because when you're dead, that's it. You're only dead once. That's, you know, there's no coming back from a dead tune. So double check. If you can't double check, ask the questions. It's now's the time to be patiently pacifist. It really is. The higher you get, sometimes you've just got to be right. There's no use rushing through things. You just patiently level. So but again, guys, you blew our mind with what you've done the last 2 weeks, so thank you so much. Now don't forget, you can find all of your WoW challenges needs over on the website at wowchallenges.com. there is the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. If you want to listen to the episode, you can pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to contact the show or email, whether you've got a question or something like that, you can certainly send an email to me at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Also, send me a message on Discord if you need to, okay? Or to any of the mods. If you've got a question, anything that pertains to an issue, let us know. All right, Chris, where can we find you?
I am on Zangarmarsh. Oh, I didn't say work this time. I'm on Twitter at It's Chris W. You can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord or Paratons. Other than that, at work.
Yeah. Sometimes sleeping. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Sleep, what's that? Coffee. Oh, drinking coffee. Always.
Coffee is my blood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, and don't forget where you can find me over on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And again, if you guys are after, you know, if you need to get me, get the mods, pop into Discord is one of the best ways just to go. Tweet at us on Twitter. Don't forget the at WoW Challenges on Twitter if you need to as well. And we can answer or let you know of any issues or questions that you've got. So please do that. All right. Last lot of thank yous. Chris?
Last lot of thank yous to one of my favorite people. Biggest thank you for our intro goes to Mr. Stone. You can find him on Twitter at StoneGrasp. And also a huge thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And again, Stone and Carrie both did it's a temporary intro, guys. I've got a new one coming. It's not ready yet, but there is one coming. Hopefully in the next week or so, it should be ready to go. But until then, Stone has graciously just on me, just that was the basic intro. So thank you.
No, it makes me smile.
It does. It's so good to hear his voice, which is always fantastic. But other than that, we're going to have the outro from Epic in a minute. So, and again, thank you. So the last lot of thank yous, I can't say it enough, but truly guys, for the support of the challenges, the support of the contests, all of that, because without you guys being here, playing these challenges, well, there wouldn't be one. So thank you so much for all the fun. Congratulations again, Periton. 112, dude. Seriously, who would have thunk it? Periton's got a pacifist. So congratulations. And to our winners of the pets today, thank you for all the fun. Fair, thank you also for the great advice. And don't forget, just take it easy. Stay safe, both in and out of game. We will catch you again next week. Say goodbye, ladies.
Bye, everybody. Be safe.
Goodbye, all. Yes, I second that. Be safe everywhere.
All right. Take it easy, guys. See us next week. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.